Talking about waiting, as we were yesterday, good prophecy, you know, is prophecy that has been incubated. There comes the time when you move from spontaneous prophecy into something a little deeper. And when you move into things that are a little deeper, you have to let it work in you before it can work through you. If you start rushing off at the mouth with the prophetic word that you've got, two things happen. You haven't got a complete message, and it comes out at the wrong time. In the Old Testament, when the prophets were speaking, they didn't do a spontaneous prophecy. They would have walked around for days sometimes months, to get to the place where they were to stand and prophesy to the king or whoever. And on that journey, that prophetic word worked in them. Until the word of the Lord came, the word of the Lord tested him. The word of the Lord will test you if you will allow it, if you are not presumptuous, if you do not go ahead of it. It will test you. It needs to. Because like well-trained horses, we need to move at the flick of the reins of the master. We don't kick up our heels and race off with half a message. If you are prophetic and God is working in your heart, he will give you a message that you will need to incubate. You know, in Genesis, the actual words are when it says the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the waters. The Spirit of the Lord incubated what was going on. The Holy Spirit acted like an agent that was incubating an egg. Sometimes you just got to sit on things before you can release them. And you need the nod of the Master before you release it. Otherwise it falls on deaf ears. It doesn't actually achieve the purpose for which it was sent. But if it goes out at the time and in the timing of God to the person or persons that God wants it to go to, it'll achieve its purpose. It will not return to him void. And you will have passed your test. God's economy. Don't you just love it? He's never only just doing one thing, is he? God bless you.